This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A move by conservatives to restrict the rights of transgender people at the state level is expanding. Florida recently joined West Virginia, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, and Idaho in passing legislation to prevent transgender children from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identities. The Arkansas move also bans gender-affirming health care, and several states are considering similar measures. In the past, state laws targeting LGBTQ rights have been met with boycotts and eventually failed, but as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the response this time has been more muted.
In 2016, North Carolina passed what became known as the Bathroom Bill, restricting transgender people's access to restrooms aligned with their gender identity. And the backlash was swift. Bruce Springsteen and Pearl Jam canceled concerts. The NBA moved its All-Star game. PayPal dropped plans to build a new facility in Charlotte.
And lawmakers there knew that they had to take action because they stood to lose about $3.7 billion.
Derek Clifton, a contributing writer at Them magazine, says the boycotts worked. The law was eventually repealed. Clifton wonders, where's the outrage this time?
So far, we have not heard much of anything or seen any type of economic action from the corporations or the entertainers.
A recent PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll found that most U.S. voters oppose laws restricting transgender rights. More than 90 companies have signed a statement from the Human Rights Campaign condemning bills targeting transgender youth, among them Amazon, Google, Marriott, and Pfizer. Jillian Brandstetter with the National Women's Law Center says one difference is the sheer scale of these bills.
The fact that we've seen 7, I believe now, signed into law just since the beginning of the year makes a corporate response a little bit more complicated.
There's another nuance this year. Charlotte Clymer is a writer and LGBTQ advocate. She says after Georgia restricted voting rights earlier this year, activist Stacey Abrams cautioned that boycotts, while effective, often hurt the most marginalized people.
And so I think a lot of corporations are kind of examining boycotts in other areas, too. You know, there's concern there, and there's rightful concern.
But she says as more of these bills stack up and people understand how they harm trans children, boycotts may be necessary. Mara Kiesling is executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality.
It's a mistake to think that the states aren't going to see economic impacts of this. They're going to start seeing sporting events canceled. They're going to start seeing new business not wanting to come into their states.
More than 400 corporations have backed the Federal Equality Act, passed earlier this year by the House. The bill would prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexuality and gender identity. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.